number two, the Ronowins program. I got what I would say is a kind of a strange email, but he says very candidly, look, I'm not, no disrespect to you or your show, so probably a nice guy. Checked it out. I think it's an organization of two people. I'm not sure. Is it two, Dave, before I introduce you?
I'm actually an author on things.
Okay, an author, Dave Matheson. I'm going to read your letter, okay?
Sure.
He wrote, Ron, I wanted to alert you to the fact that I sent the following complaint letter to the FCC, and I'm encouraging others to do so as well. The complaint stems from an October 26, 2004 broadcast of your show. I mean no harm to your show, no disrespect to you personally. It's important broadcasters have clear and consistent guidelines from able administrators. Now, tell everybody, including me, what your complaint is.
Yeah, that's thanks again for having me on, Ron, and thanks to you for getting Mr. Powell on. I do appreciate that. It's very rare he gets out and talks to the public, so you're to be congratulated, and I certainly hope you can get him on again. On the October 26th broadcast of your show, you requested, and to my dismay, Mr. Powell approved some blanket waivers for you to say in case any indecent language would be used during the hour-long broadcast. And it was interesting in that it wasn't just once that you requested and he approved it, but it was approximately six times throughout the course of the show.
Really? You listened more than I did.
What's interesting is I think I listened a little bit more closely to the beginning and the end of the show before your surprise caller, Howard Stern, called in. And I think a lot of the folks that listened to the show since really listened just to the Howard Stern part. And not to the part where the commissioner gave you a blanket approval.
Well, let's make sure we put it in context. What it was I said it at the very beginning of the program, because obviously I don't like the direction of the FCC that he's taken it in. And so I said, look, can I have the approval? Because I'm going to say a word. And the word, as I recall, was BS, only it was the complete full word. And it involved a guy he had called the previous Friday. And he had mentioned he was a fourth-generation Marine. His son is fifth-generation. He's over there in Iraq. And he didn't want to fight in some BS war, only he said the full word. And I said, now, am I supposed to sit back and have to debate whether or not to allow that on the air when the guy's obviously speaking from his heart and with passion? So I'm not sure quite what the problem you have with in terms of my asking him, or even more so, his granting me that okay.
Yeah, the problem is, and again, I want to go back, Ron, you're the consummate radio professional like most in the business, been in broadcasting long enough to know what's right and wrong. And I do agree with what you said, and that in some instances, especially with live news and live call-ins, there's the occasion where a word might slip through, and you have to think very hard, you know, do you let this go through? And I agree, and I think Mr. Powell agreed. My point isn't so much about the word BS. My point is that the commission acts as a whole. The commission doesn't act by individual fiat, and it's not the place, nor I think is it legal, for one commissioner to give a blanket okay or approval to a host or to a show and not be able to give that same blanket approval to broadcast licensees of the Howard Stern Show or of the Janet Jackson incident. So my point in the note is not to take offense with the word being used. My point in this complaint to the FCC is that we need consistent and clear guidelines from the Federal Communications Commission. And it seems to me that broadcasters are very confused now to the point where they're actually self-censoring themselves for fear of fines or license revocation because we've got inconsistent guidelines from the FCC. And it was very clear from your show that the commissioner is giving blanket approvals to people like you, but doesn't want to give that same blanket immunity to folks that distribute the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah, but first of all, don't forget, I was in the studio with him. We had booked him. Mark had worked on it a long time to get him on the program. So, I mean, it was, as you correctly pointed out, it's kind of a rare appearance. I don't think he's done a radio show since then, has he?
And that's my point, is that, you know, Michael Powell's rules tend to be sort of what I would call the Dracula syndrome. You know, the minute you bring these regulations out into the light of day, they shrivel up and die. And the interesting point about him not really making many public appearances is because this is what happens. You know, when he comes out and he does take calls from the public, he is shown to be, you know, just like his media ownership rules, they were rejected by the public. 2 to 3 million people wrote the FCC in opposition to Michael Powell's rules in June 2003. The courts rejected Michael Powell's ownership regulations. The Philadelphia Third Circuit Court of Appeals rejected his June 3rd media ownership rules. So it's interesting that you point that out. You know, it is very rare that he comes out into the public.
Yeah, but Dave, one last thing, if I can. I mean, you want clear guidelines. Here's the problem I see with that. During the course of this, I guess, renunciation of total free speech on the air, whatever you'd like to call it, we get some memo here. I'm talking KGO. Got some memo from our operations director, and it said, here are the words you're not supposed to say. So the clear guidelines, like you pointed out. Well, I mean, it was ridiculous. You're not supposed to say balls on the air. You can't say that anymore. I mean, if you get clear guidelines, you know what it's like? It's like if you push a lawyer into a corner and you say, yes or no, can I do it? The lawyer will say no because it's a safer way to do it. Won't that be the same thing that'll happen here? The FCC will say, fine, you want solid guidelines? You can't say any of these words.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up. I hear there's now a 56-page indecency regulation that now the broadcasters are supposed to be signing. Is that what you're meant? Is that what you're talking about?
No, this was an ABC memo, and in fact, I even asked our operations director, Jack Swanson. I said, you know, what is this? How long is this going to be? He said, a few weeks. You know,
right.
I mean, because he understands that, as you pointed out, everybody on this station is a professional. We know what we're doing.
That's interesting, Ryan. You know, I appreciate you bringing that up. My point, again, is I wanted to stay in the note, the complaint that I sent to the FCC, I tried to stay clear of the indecency part, you know, mm-hmm. where you talked about what language you used. My complaint is very specific and very focused. The FCC acts as a commission. There's been no precedent for a single individual member of the FCC to come out and give a blanket approval to any broadcaster like he did with you. He's not allowed to do that. He acts as part of a whole. The commission gives approval or disapproval as to what language can be used, not a single commissioner. And that's my point. I think the Spanish have a saying, el pescado comienza a podrirse por la cabeza, which means the fish rots from the head down. And I think we've got a commissioner who's relatively a rogue commissioner. He cannot go out and give blanket approvals to one station and then not give approvals to another station. And that's why we have inconsistent and vague guidelines that are confusing the broadcast.
All right, two last questions, and they got to be real quick on them. But number one, what is it that you really hope to accomplish with this? And number two, you realize one of the things I read is that if he steps down, the guy who's going to take his place who's on the commission is worse.
I've heard, Texas Utility Commissioner, is that who you're speaking of?
I'm not sure of the name. It escapes my mind. I want to forget it.
But it's a good point. What do I hope to accomplish by this? In the very last paragraph of my complaint, all I'm looking for is for the other commissioners. I sent a note to the four other commissioners, two Democrat, two Republicans, to say, could you please clarify the FCC charter with regard to potential violations by Mr. Powell and how you propose to resolve it? And if there are no rules, regarding an individual commissioner coming out and giving blanket okays, could you please advise me as to your plans to prevent future abuses of authority by commissioners? My goal is to really bring this to light, to find out, hey, what are the rules regarding this? And if there are none, could you please put some in place? Because I think it's a dangerous place in a democracy to have one individual have so much control over the language that goes out over the public broadcasting airwaves.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
I'm glad you sent me the email. That's Dave Matheson. And his organization is bethemedia.org. Like he said, doesn't mean any disrespect to me. Seems to like the show. I've got no problem with that. But I was kind of glad he let me say the word. I'm looking forward to having him on again. I'm not holding my breath, but I'm looking forward to it.
Everyone knows the importance of making a good first impression.